An especially violent spate of killings, kidnappings, and bombings marred the run-up to Pakistan's national election, capped Thursday by the abduction of the son of a former prime minister as he was rallying supporters on the last day of campaigning before the historic vote. There was no claim of responsibility for the abduction of 25-year-old Ali Haider Gilani, but suspicion immediately fell on the Taliban. Gilani is running for a provincial assembly seat in Punjab province. His father, Yusuf Raza Gilani, called on the people of the country to respond to the violence by going to the polls.
I advise my supporters to keep calm and pray. It is their national duty to go to the polls, and so they should continue their campaigning. This incident is no different. Our protest against this attack should be to continue with the poll.
The Gilanis are members of the Pakistan People's Party, which along with the Karachi-based MQM Party and the Awami National Party have been singled out for attack by the Taliban, making them limit their campaign activities. The Pakistan Muslim League IN, headed by two-time former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, is seen as the front-runner in the polls, which begin on Saturday. I'm Charles Collins.